This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We hear today from Spencer Jansen, manager of Farmers Grain. Spencer has an update on the renovations that have been taking place at the Litchfield facility.
We have been tearing down our old 98-year-old granary, which we used to grind feed in for many years. A lot of the, not only the farmers, but a lot of people have had some history with it. It is coming to an end. That's been there for a long time, and we're just about completed with that, and we'll be erecting a new warehouse in its place.
Spencer notes that they plan to continue selling Purina feed, and there will be new products available to help supplement the change of grinding and mixing.
We're going to continue to sell Purina feeds, so all bagged feeds will continue, and we'll also have a few new products to try to supplement the grinding and mixing portion of it. It won't be the same as people have been used to in their own mix, but hopefully we can, trade that off or get them something they would like. So we also have a new few new products that they can try out as well if they want to stop in. And it's going to house that. Our channel seed will be also in there, and as well as any trucks and other stuff we want to, put in there.
Although many customers and farmers are sad to see the mill go, the change was necessary for safety and government regulations.
We were just, the old mill was getting a little bit run down, and the safety wasn't where we liked it to be, and as well as some, regulations through the city and states. It was going to cost too much to fix it, so we decided to go ahead and tear that down, as sad as it was. It's kind of, it's not been fun telling people, because a lot of people want to see it stay there. They haven't all felt welcomed by it, but in the end, it's going to be a better thing for the customers and the company as well.
Spencer also notes that everyone is becoming more comfortable with the change as time goes on.
Yeah, they're getting there. It's taken them a while in, because most people that are around, that it's been there since they were born, almost everybody, right? 98 years old. So it is tough to change, but hopefully it'll be better in the future for everybody.
Farmers Grain has also been constructing new bins and increasing their storage.
We sure have. We've put up a new bin or a new grain leg, I think, every year for the past 4 to 5 years. Our newest one has been completed in Fillmore, which is a little over 500,000 bushels, and that will be used primarily for corn storage. It will be operational this fall, and that's the last of our series of about 5 or 6 upgrades the past few years. So we're on the move, trying to keep up with the farmers' demands.
An average harvest is expected with no storage issues predicted at this time.
It looks to be somewhat of an average harvest, some ups and downs for sure. But if it's around an average harvest with our new bin, I think we'll be in really good shape to take care of everybody. However, if anyone wants to, see if we have some available, they can call us at 324-3915 and kind of see where they're at and give us. We're always looking for people to, let us know what they think they're going to bring into us so we can get a better idea of what's out there as well.
Farmers can expect lower market prices these next few months unless the yields vary from what is projected.
Well, they have come down in recent weeks, and
yes.
as harvest approaches and combines start to roll, it seems that prices are probably going to have a tough go around for the next few months. Unless we start getting in the crops and the yield isn't what the USDA last projected, which probably wouldn't surprise anybody, but we have to go with what we got for right now.
Farmers Grain has 2 locations, and the Fillmore Elevator has a customer appreciation event coming up this Friday.
The Litchfield office is on 503 West Tyler. Hours are generally 8 to 5 until harvest gets going. We have an office in Fillmore as well. 317 South Main, you can't miss that one. There's not much else over in that direction, so you should be able to see that one from the road. And that's where we are also having a customer appreciation for all of our customers, both Fillmore and Litchfield, from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock this coming Friday, the 4th of September. From 11 to 2, just come grab a sandwich. The beef producers are going to be out there grilling, so come by and check us out and grab a sandwich for lunch. Well, just let everybody know that we appreciate their business, and I wish them a very safe and bountiful harvest.
Once again, that was Spencer Jansen, manager of Farmers Grain. Join us during the noon hour show for an update from the Farm Progress Show. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.